AndersonAuctions.com. Super fast auction business. License number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC. Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth. And also find things in our country that we can unite on. Your host is William Wallace. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Social Security is with you through life's journey from birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address. All from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
In baseball, these are the moments that bring us to our feet.
But the most important moment happens when we all stand together.
United for a great cause.
We once again join our partner Stand Up to Cancer in reaffirming a commitment to the fight against cancer. Since 2008, Major League Baseball, its fans, players, and coaches have delivered a powerful, determined message that we, together, will defeat cancer.
I'm Matt Damon.
I'm Candace Patton.
Joe Manganiello.
Jordana Brewster.
Zachary Levi.
I'm Uzo Aduba.
Cancer has in some way touched all of us.
So join Major League Baseball and Stand Up to Cancer as we stand in honor of all loved ones affected by this disease.
Visit standuptocancer.org/MLB.
Stand up with us.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It begins by making their grades and being on time for practice. It includes learning to listen, following directions, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect for officials, opponents, the rules, and each other. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. high school sports, there's so much more than just a game. This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. I'm here to warn you about telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Some of these scammers may say threatening things like you will be arrested if you don't make payments or provide personal information. Do not fall for these tricks. These calls are not from us. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you for information or money. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Never give the caller your personal information, like your Social Security number or bank account, or send money in any form, cash, gift cards, wire transfers, or prepaid debit cards. Report the call to our law enforcement arm, the Office of the Inspector General, at oig.ssa.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
Good morning, class. A quick head count. Tiffany.
Here.
Zach.
Yup.
Steven. Is he absent again?
For many kids, just getting to school feels like a challenge. Staying through graduation is even harder. That's where Communities and Schools comes in. A powerful community of caring adults, working with vulnerable kids in schools every day, helping them overcome the barriers that stand in the way of learning. Hunger, homelessness, health problems, and even emotional trauma. Communities in Schools. We're inside schools partnering with teachers and counselors, empowering at-risk kids by providing supportive relationships, doing whatever it takes to help them thrive in school and have brighter futures. Communities in Schools. We're in schools to help kids stay in school. See how we help all kids succeed at communitiesinschools.org.
Let's talk about America, not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
All right, everybody. Welcome to my show, William Wallace for America. A little late today, I am on the road, and we had a little bit of an issue getting plugged in because of me, but thank you so much for hanging in there and waiting for us and listening in this afternoon. You know, today's show is an open line. If you'd like to call in, our number is 504-556-9696. Let's open up the lines and talk about what you want to talk about today, in addition to what I want to talk about today, simply because we are, I think, in our country, in the midst of a lot of really big changes coming up. We are in the midst of a lot of things happening that I think many people don't realize. The ones that do get called the conspiracy theorists, and the ones that scream about it even more, get ridiculed, and I myself am watching this all play out in such a way that I think that our country, if we don't wake up more people, is in for some major adjustments. Simply put, you look at the devaluation of the dollar, You look at they're trying to get digital currency through. They're trying to, the Fed's trying to get their own digital currency set up.
1 minute.
I'm a cash guy, and I'm about to tell you, use your cash, save your cash, and promote, I guess, spend your cash in ways to promote it, because if they get digital currency through, we are done as a country with freedoms and liberties. And that's one of the things I wanted to start off with today. Our number, 504-556-9696. Give it a call in, and let's talk about what you want to talk about today. Also, here on William Wallace for America on WGSO 590 AM.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings at Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois and Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
All right, we're back with William Wallace for America, my show here at WGSO, brought to you by Pell Hughes Printing. For all of your printing and flyer distribution and direct mail needs, call Pell Hughes. Call Adam Strauss. Tell him William Wallace sent you him for the discounted special. Either way, so I personally, you know, it's easy to not be aware of what's going on in our country. It's actually, even for me, it's easy to be able to say, ignore what's happening, ignore the changes, and outright go, yeah, it's all okay. But then when you look at what our elected officials are getting away with in Washington, D.C. Whether you agree with Trump, don't like Trump, love Trump, hate Biden, don't like Biden, love Biden, whatever the case may be, you got to look at the games that are going on right now. I mean, you got to get to a point at some, no matter what side of the fence you're on, to scratch your head and say, you know what? This just doesn't seem right. We've all known that elected officials are getting away with things. I mean, look, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was flat broke before she got in office. She's worth $29 million now. LaToya Cantrell, on a local level, broke, in debt, you know, worth, what, a couple million now? It's not just the money aspect.
Birth to retirement. As your life changes year to year, so do your needs. For over 80 years, Social Security has helped to meet your needs and is committed to improving access to the services that make a difference in your life. Today, you can verify your earnings, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, manage your benefits, and even change your address, all from the comfort of your home. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Looking for future leaders we can trust and believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Louisiana.
All right, guys, bear with me here. The reception is really bad right now, but I don't like talking about things in an ideological sense all the time, which is why I very rarely bring up what's going on with the Bidens and the Clintons and the this and the that and the other thing. But more and more, we are seeing everything building up. And more, if you're not looking at what's going on in the news cycles, if you're not scratching your head going, what's going on? If you're not asking questions, like, for instance, when we're seeing the lack of help going down to Hawaii, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars going to Ukraine, where the president's son was getting paid, and when it becomes a problem that I'm watching people ignore what the Bidens are doing because they hate Donald Trump so much. It's gotten to a point, I've got Republican friends and Democrat friends that don't like Trump so much, they're willing to let go what Biden is doing. I'm watching people call each other crazy because, well, our election machines are fine. There's nothing wrong with our election machines. You're crazy if you believe that there's a problem with our machines. Everything's fine. The machines are fine. Yet, we see all of the problems going on around our country with our elections. We see all the major elections are always, they're being turned over about 1% or 2%. Doesn't that sound odd to you? Are you watching all of the things that are going on around our country and look at how they're adding up? Let me tell you how they're not adding up. 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, not 4. And when you're looking at all the things, the way they're adding up, they're not adding up like regular math does. There's no way that you can look at every daily situation let's talk digital for a second again. When everybody says, oh, our voting machines are fine. Digital currencies will be fine. Well, let me tell you something. How many times a day, a week, a month have you had problems with some sort of a digital system? I'll give you one that happened with me just recently, a couple days ago, which is part of the reason I'm bringing this up. I tried to charge something, had to do it online, charged it, and the charge didn't go through. I'm like, well, that's odd. Charge it again. Your charge isn't going through. Charge it again. Your charge isn't going through. Did it over and over and over again until finally it came up that I charged it 10 times. Even though I was getting a little notice that my charge wasn't going through, all of a sudden I see 10 charges on my account. Now I'm like, holy cow, what happened here? What's going on? I called the bank, and they said, well, you're going to have to refund you on all the charges, except for one of them. And I said, okay, when do I get my refund? 48 to 72 hours. So wait a minute. On the digital side, you can take my money out right away, but you can't put it back right away. So what's going to happen if we ever go all digital? What's going to happen when you're not able to account for every dollar because, well, let me say this. I said this the wrong way. What are you going to do when something goes wrong with your digital currency? You can't call the bank. You can't call them up and say, hey, because we already see what's happening. This is a problem that we're having. There's a lot of things going on. You call it when you talk about the Great Reset, everybody calls that conspiracy. Glenn Beck thinks it's conspiracy stuff. But when you look at all the things that are going on, it aligns perfectly with what we're hearing about. Stay tuned after the break here on WGSO 990 AM.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner, and their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Wildfires in Sabine Parish have destroyed at least 14 structures, 19 vehicles, and damaged hundreds of acres east of Florian. Ashley Rodrigue with State Fire Marshal's Office says they've been assisting local fire departments. She says the fire is contained, but it is still active, and crews are keeping an eye on the fire lines surrounding the blaze.
And ready to extinguish very quickly any breaches that may occur, whether wind drives it or an ember jumps the line. They are ready and watching to keep that fire contained.
A three-vehicle crash in St. James Parish claims the life of 31-year-old Destiny Scott of Gramercy. Trooper Christian Reed says just before 5 p.m. Monday, a Toyota Camry traveling behind Scott's Hyundai SUV on Highway 61 South struck her from behind, sending her into oncoming traffic where she was hit by a pickup.
As a result of the impact, both the Hyundai Kona, which Scott was driving, and the F-150 both entered a canal and became partially submerged after exiting the roadway.
This is news from LRN.
Have you lost Louisiana Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
Jenna McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jenna McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. Again, thanks to my sponsor, Pell Hughes, for all of your printing and direct mail needs. Check them out. Call Adam Strauss. He'll give you some good discounts if you give him my name. So I want you to think about all the different crazy things that are going on and tell me that we're not in for, I know it sounds conspiratorial, some sort of a reset of thinking, if you will. Now, don't get me wrong here. Some people, when you say that, they think I'm referring to the Great Reset that Glenn Beck might be referring to. or what some people refer to when they talk about all the digital currency and all the other things that are coming into play. I'm simply referring to all the things that are going on in our world that are creating major changes before our own eyes. We are becoming a society that is accepting political crime, criminals, if you will, running our country. And they're getting away with it because they put everybody around them. We're getting to a world where it's more convenient to give up your freedoms than it is to work to have more freedom, which is what digital currency will do to you when they know everything you're buying. Or you'll be limited to what you can buy or what you can buy or what you can't buy. Or just the sheer fact that they know what you're buying, when, and where you are. And I watch people on my own side of the political aisle. Well, can you just Venmo me? Do you want to Venmo me my money? And I go, wait a minute. All you're doing is making it easier to get rid of cash. Well, Venmo's not tracking you. Maybe they're not now. My point is, the more you make it, the more you give up work. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that you want to give up, you want everything to be difficult or hard work. We want things to be easy, but there's a fine line between being easy and maintaining freedoms and losing freedoms, or how hard do you have to work to keep the freedoms that you have? Think about it. Digital currency is so easy. I get it. But think of the freedoms that you're going to lose. Think of the surveillance. I mean, look, right now, think of surveillance. I get it. We want less crime. But I get tired of hearing elected officials all the time go talk about, well, we got these crime cameras put up. Again, the way I'm saying it right now, you're going to think I'm against all politicians that are putting up crime cameras, which is not the case. Because I certainly understand how much safety can come from them and how good it sounds to be able to say, well, I got, you know, $1 million of crime cameras up so we can watch the criminals, make sure they don't do it again, catch them faster. Yes, sometimes it does do just that. A lot of times it doesn't do just that. Sometimes the crime cameras, only thing they really do is watch the good people. I mean, think about it. Well, you can have crime cameras in your neighborhood. Well, great. Now they know when you're coming home. Not that we're doing anything wrong. Not that I'm doing anything wrong. Not that you're doing anything wrong. But the more we keep allowing freedom to slip from our hands because we want everything to be easy, the less freedom, not only the less freedom that we have, but the less decisions of our own we get to make. Because then you keep putting more power in the government, bureaucracy, elected officials. They're there to protect us. They're going to put up the crime cameras. They're going to hire the police. And that's their job. I get it to some extent. But it used to be our job as citizens to make sure that our communities were safe. Yes. I understand. We've got police forces. I get it. But the reality is, when we keep giving elected officials more control to create all the policies, it's where we end up where we are today, where we have policies that are supposed to do one thing to create more opportunity, but they don't, because maybe the restrictions are inhibiting other forms of growth. Today, I'm speaking more from the heart, more from a passionate side of myself, more from a side that wants people just to wake up and look at what's going on around us. And it doesn't mean that we got to go pick up our pitchforks. Doesn't mean anything violent or extreme. Nothing like that at all. What it means is we have to look at our communities, find out what our needs are, and do it ourselves. Be more responsible for our own communities. Stop wanting politicians to do it all. Because when they do it all, they get all the power. Again, it's to make it sound like I'm saying, this is politicians, they have this power. Theoretically, realistically, they don't get all the power. They get a lot of credit, but then it allows them to create more laws. Bureaucracy gets a little bit bigger. And as a result, yet another reason why we end up losing our freedoms and our liberties in our country, because when bureaucracy is in charge, which is what happens, when we keep turning over more and more of our daily lives, I've mentioned crime cameras, digital currency, work ethic. Work ethic is on the decline because government has made some things a little easier. Technology somewhat too. But I'll explain. Health insurance. Think about it. When you have free health insurance is provided, you're a little bit more comfortable. Okay, so I make a little less money. I'm able to have my health care taken care of and not have to think twice about it. I get it from government. It goes back to all the different welfare programs. It goes back to all the different health care, all the different programs that government has. Disability. I heard just recently a story of an extremely overweight person. And they're young. This guy's young. Hundreds and hundreds of pounds. And young. Fully taken care of by government. Disability. You see, he didn't take responsibility for his own freedoms and liberties. And he turned to the government because it was easier. And got into a condition where he doesn't have to work, he's morbidly obese, and is able to live off of our tax dollars. I get it. There's a lot of people who need help. But when we keep letting the government kick in and do the work, do the help that our communities used to do to help people, we give the government more power, people get lazier, and bureaucracy grows. And when bureaucracy grows, so does the rules and regulations that bureaucrats get to create. Well, you only get the 10% increase if you've done this. They're not getting all these different regulations and things that they can do past through Congress or on a local level, through different, through either their parish governments or their county governments. Doesn't happen at all. It's bureaucracy that's robbing our freedoms because we're not out there working, being responsible for our own conditions. We're turning over our freedoms of the government to take care of us is, let's see, might have been somebody, one of our founding fathers, that is, that made a quote pertaining to that before. turning in your freedom for a little security, you'll get neither. I don't have to do that. Well, you've heard it before.
1 minute.
The reality is this. When the more we do that, and the bigger government gets, and you combine that with things like digital currency, and you combine that with politicians getting away with things they're getting away with, we the people are going to be the ones that suffer. And look, local governments, I love my elected officials. I hear them, and I can agree with them, and I get the movement. What I'm talking about is pertaining to more on a national level, but it's creeping into a state level. Catch me here after the break, right away here on WGSO 990 AM.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626. There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Jana McCaffrey is a personal injury attorney, not a billboard attorney. With Jana McCaffrey, it's not business, it's personal. She recognizes that when you have had an accident, you don't need promises. You need personal service, good advice, and someone that takes your situation personally and offers a level of service that makes you feel like your needs were met and not like you had to take a number hoping you will be made whole again. Her number is 504-837-1234. And remember, it's not business, it's personal.
Back here with William Wallace for America here on WGSO 990 AM. So we're talking, as usual, freedom, liberty, talking about government getting larger, maybe a great reset, but not necessarily the great reset that some might think is conspiracy thinking, but a great reset of hearts and minds to find ways to just be easier, because the digital currency is easy and you don't have to count your money, and you get the government giving you all these benefits, which they will only give you more, because government has realized the best way to control people is to keep giving you free stuff. They do it to the states, by the way. Think about this. You know, the Department of Education is my opinion. It's just the way that the government launders money to get their agenda through, because the Department of Education really doesn't do anything except step. Anyway, people are arguing with me on this. You know, it creates some policies for the schools, but basically it just hands out money to the states. Basically, the federal government, when they want, if they want something taught a certain way, they want a policy for the schools, they just attach some money to it. And they say, okay, states, if you teach this and you supply these books and you do this and you do that, you get this, all this extra millions of dollars. So states go, yeah, we'll do that. Who loses? The people lose, because it's policies that get forced on our local schools by federal government. That's just one example of many things that happens coming out of the Department of Education. It's all from your tax dollars being taken from your paychecks, funneled through the government, given back to the Department of Education on a budget, given back to the states, and you're the one, we're the ones having to live with, living with all the changes. The government does this with everything they do. They attach requirements to the money that goes to the states, and the states have gotten addicted to it. So my point is, when I talk about our local elected officials, most of them are doing good things, and they're true to what they're doing. But even on a local level in Jefferson Parish, where we all are living right now, or, you know, listen to the radio, most of us, the bike lanes, they got federal money to paint bike lanes. I get it. It's a feel-good thing. What's wrong with bike lanes? Look on Severn, and you'll see what's wrong with bike lanes. Look what happened in Algiers with all the bike lanes. The citizens were furious about them. And they really don't create that much safety, because the car lanes cross the bike lanes and vice versa. But there's federal dollars attached. Here, if you do this, you get this. It all sounds good. It feels good. But the federal government attached dollars to an ideology to do this. If you do this, you get the money. How are we losing freedom and liberty? Well, I'll tell you how we're losing it. One, look at how it's messed up the streets. Go in Severn, you'll see what I'm talking about. Anywhere in the country, and I'm a cyclist. I'm a cyclist enthusiast. But when you look at how the government is putting things on the local government, attaching dollars to it, it's not because they want to do the right thing for bike lanes. It's because there's all kinds of other things that get attached. That happens too, from the federal government passing the money on to the states, passing it on to the local governments. It's all attached if you open your eyes and see what's happening. It's all attached to our freedoms and our liberties. And I'm going to leave you on this thought tonight, because everybody says, we need to save America. Save America. Our country doesn't need to be saved. It needs to be protected. Our freedoms and liberties need to be protected. Our country, our world, has already had a savior. Our God has already saved our country. I mean, saved people in our world, of course, but I'm focusing on our country. It's already saved our country. Our Creator has already saved our country, because he sent the Son to save our world, our people. But then, because God creates the perfect people at the perfect time, he created a group of individuals, our founding fathers, that created a perfect document that protects our freedoms and liberties that are endowed to us by our Creator. And all he asked us to do is a few things to honor him and respect him, follow a few simple rules, and by doing that, we protect our freedoms and liberties. by doing those easy things, we protect our freedoms and liberties. But better yet, when we work in our own communities with each other, solving problems and helping each other on things that we could agree on, it's another way to protect our freedoms and liberties, because we're doing things that God called us to do. Help each other, work in our own communities, and when we protect our communities by working together, we protect our. We lead by example. We build a work ethic. We help each other rely on ourselves. We are able to keep crime down because we are involved in our communities. We're not relying on government to supply us with our needs. We're not relying on government to do it all for us because we're working together to help. And when we have that of work ethic and that kind of working together, then and only then are we protecting our freedoms and liberties ourselves, because we're respecting our Creator, we're respecting each other, and we're working together to find the solutions that it's going to take to protect America, to protect our Constitution. Because then and only then are we working together to wake each other up to the changes that are going on around us in a way that when the day comes and we wake up and we don't recognize this country anymore because we've lost sight of what's happening, because we've been blinded by the ease of government, by living an easy life instead of an awake life. That, my friends, is the best way that we can honor our freedoms, respect our freedoms, and keep our freedoms by doing what it takes to protect America. America's been saved. We ain't going to save it any more than it already is. It's up to us to protect our God-given freedoms and liberties by respecting our blessings, respecting each other, and working together. It doesn't mean that you've got to give up your ideologies or your beliefs. It doesn't mean that at all. It simply means we got to work harder to find the solutions together. That, my friends, is how I'm going to leave you all today on my show, William Wallace for America. Please catch me on my podcast. Catch me on my Facebook page at William Wallace for America. And I will be on the air again next week. Thank you all so much for listening tonight. Have a great night. Talk to y'all next week.
About his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at mypillow.com to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at mypillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
So many of my life's most important moments include the talks that I had with my dad outside on our deck. It was where we got away from the distractions of the indoors and just focused on learning from each other. I want to give that time to my own son today. So as I choose to build an outdoor structure for my home, I'm choosing Sequoia Outdoor Supply. They understand what it means to build memories, and they offer everything I need to get that done. Visit SequoiaOutdoorSupply.com to learn more.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.